Beloved Lord God, may we explore together the territory of knowledge. May we learn together the mysteries of truth. May we share together the experience of beauty. May we release in each other the spark of creativity. And may we always remember that you, the author of all knowledge, yourself goodness, truth, beauty, light, and that you delight to share all experiences with us. Creator, Redeemer, and Sanctifier of the people of God. Amen. Please be seated. So early in January, during one of our three snowstorms, anybody remember the snowstorms we had? Ugh. Global News, and I'm hoping you've seen this, ran a story about J.D. Ludlow, a bus driver also known as the Flower Man. Is this ringing a bell here? He's a well-known do-gooder, I don't like that expression, in the town of Comox. And on January 7th, with an out-of-service BC bus, a bus from BC Transit, and a team of volunteers, they hit the road to shovel the sidewalks and driveways of those in need. And this is what he told Global News. I'm driving a bus. I can drive other shovelers around the valley to help out. He continued, I wake up every morning and think about how I can help others. That's what motivates me. Flower Man has been doing random acts of kindness called shenanigans in the region for years. We so often make judgments and think we know people by what they do for a living, where they were born, what schools they attended, yet it often turns out we don't know them at all. Mr. Ludlow drives a bus for a living, but it is not who he is. It is not how he is known by many. How are we known? Fortunately, the good news is that in the spiritual realm, what we do for a living, what school we attended, our astrological sign, or what social caste we come from, has nothing to do with how we are known by God. God's knowing us is about a state of our hearts, how we reflect God in our relationships, and how we respond to God's call on our lives. It's about our obedience and faithfulness to God's purpose and call. How do we wake up each morning thinking of ways to help people? The reading from Jeremiah is where we see how God really knows us intimately. God is preparing Jeremiah for his calling as God's spokesperson and prophet. He was called in a time of political chaos and instability. So just when we think, Bible stories have nothing to do with today. Babylon, Egypt, and Assyria are battling for world supremacy, and Judah finds herself caught in the middle. And the nation was sliding slowly into destruction. She is eventually conquered by the Babylonians in 586 BC. And in the midst of Jeremiah's call to be a prophet, he discovered something incredible. He came to understand that God knows who he was. And Jeremiah points us to the way in which God not only knows his prophet, but God also knows you and I personally. I love this. Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. And before you were born, I consecrated you. Before you and I were born, God knew us. Not even our parents can say that. I can remember being very excited about my children before they were born, wondering whether they'd be a girl or whether they'd be a boy. Can't say that I knew them, but God knows each one of us before we were conceived. And the Psalm 139 says, for you created my innermost being. You knit me together. Can't you see God as a knitter in my mother's womb? praise you because I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in that secret place, when I was woven together in the depths of the earth. We are the work of God, and God tells us we are wonderfully made. We are wonderfully made. God doesn't make junk. We are not an afterthought or a second-hand image. You and I are created in the image and likeness of God, so God knows us because he knows himself. We are a reflection of God's greatness. And if God says, I know everything about you, he means it. God knows every pain, every hurt, every deep wound, every memory. No human being, neither husband, parent, brother, wife, sister, aunt, uncle, can ever truly know us as God does. Why? Because God made us. Jeremiah needed to know that God was in his corner. He needed to know that through the calling on his life, that though the calling on his life would be difficult, God would never, 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 never leave him or desert him. Jeremiah would never be forgotten. Jeremiah heard these words at the beginning of his ministry, and that gave him confidence. And these words should give us confidence to move forward in our calling. Yes, through the pandemic. To move forward in our service as individuals and as a church community. Because God knows us and God will take care of us because we are wonderfully made. Maybe you need to say that in the morning when you wake up. I am wonderfully made. And I'm going to see if I can help somebody today. God knows us and God will take care of us. And God tells Jeremiah, I have appointed you as a prophet to the nations. In other words, God has a specific purpose for Jeremiah in mind before he was ever born. Jeremiah was born and created to perform a certain task. He was set apart. Remember that word sanctified? We too are set apart, created for a specific reason. We were created on purpose for a purpose. No one born is a mistake. We are not some random event, some error on God's part. You know, we were born and then God moves on to something else, to another project. God holds us in the palm of his hand. God designed us for a reason, for a purpose. And God never forgets us. And God has placed his divine stamp of approval on our hearts. We're approved. We got that little thing, you know, like on the N95 mask, right? That little thing. I just threw that in there. We belong to God. We are his, and we do not belong to ourselves. We belong to our Creator, lock, stock, and barrel. God knows what we're able to do, what we can do, and what we will do. For now, look at Jeremiah 29:11. For now, I have plans for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. The world may scoff and deny this claim. The world says, show me first and then I'll believe it. That's not what God says. God says, I know my creation so well that they just believe I will show them. God says, let me change you. Let me transform you, your innermost being. Come to me, all those who are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. I heard this story of a man who came into a pastor's office and said, look, I'm a Christian, but I don't feel like I'm going anywhere in my spiritual growth. I'm kind of stuck in neutral. And the counselor said, well, what do you think the problem is? And the man says, well, I think my problem is I just don't have God enough. And the counselor replied, that's not your problem. Your problem is you don't think God loves you enough. Your problem is you don't understand how much God loves us. God knows us and loves every square inch of us. The plan God has for our life is not about a new job, a new house, another iPhone or electronic gadget. It's about abundant life, a gift that we were given before we were conceived. Not an abundance of things. That is the short term. It may fill us, but freedom to choose that which better leads to God deepening the life within us, to be filled with that which will never rust or never decay. Jesus came to fill us up. What does he say in John 10:10? I have come that you might have life and have it abundantly. Holy moly. This is an amazing relationship that we have with God. He knew us before we were born, and we were set apart, created for a specific task to perform God in the kingdom. And lastly, our text today explains that Jeremiah was appointed. The word appointed means gave. God gave Jeremiah as a prophet to all nations. That's how generous God is. He gave Jeremiah as a prophet to his people. And God knows how difficult people can be. And for 40 years, when Jeremiah spoke, hardly anyone listened to him. God says, don't worry about that. He says in verse 8, do not be afraid of them, for I am with you to deliver you. I gave you to these people because I trust you, and I know that you will persevere with my message. So, if you find yourself with difficult people in your life, thank God. For God knows that only you can be patient, loving, and forgiving with them. You sigh in there, Shirley? Only you, you've been set apart, appointed, consecrated, sanctified to show God's love to them. And that speaks to a God that truly knows each one of us. Like Jeremiah, God knows us intimately, has a special purpose unique to you and me, and gives us a way because he has blessed us to be a blessing in this world and in the next. Let us pray. For all the possibilities ahead in this new year, make us thankful, Lord. Give us wisdom and courage and discernment in the face of so much chaos, despair, and fear. Help us to see how, in our circumstances, we may contribute towards peace, faith, and love. And Lord, give us the will to translate your desires into action. In Jesus' name, amen.